people are beginning to talk about mental well-being at work and the damage that anxiety and worry and stress and, of course, depression, those, you know, associated nasties, are having on people. And I think that feels to me like an emerging theme. And so if this book goes any way towards helping have conversations about that difficult, sensitive area, I will be well pleased. I hope it's helpful to a range of people. I hope it's helpful to the 55-year-old neighbour that I bumped into the other day, who worked for a business for 25 years and it went under in the recession. And for the first time in that amount of time, he's having to go for job interviews. 55, going up against 30-year-olds, 25-year-olds. And he's terrified. I really hope this book helps him. I really hope this book helps a really lovely girl that I met on Monday and worked with. There's a digital agency called We Are Friday. Very confusing when you put it in the calendar, doing We Are Friday on Thursday. And she's brilliant, but she's the only woman in a team of men. And at the end of the conversation that we had, 3-hour session on feedback, giving feedback, she was in tears because she said she doesn't feel she's got the confidence not to give feedback, but to ask for it. So I really hope it helps people like her. I hope it helps all the small businesses, the small groups of people, the social enterprises who are thinking of starting something. You know, as the economy begins to turn, and people go, I might start this. You know, and those people will be doing the jobs of 20 people, and there'll only be 4 of them. If they've got great ideas, I hope the book helps them do a little bit more and to flourish and not to wither on the vine. And this is the one that is, it's really interesting even talking about this amongst this group of people. Because the people who I work with in the creative sphere, people like Tim and John and Andy, who's not here tonight, and others of you who know me very well, and I, you know, very often simultaneously, go to the Royal Court and then to Unilever, or to, you know, the Almeida and the Roundhouse last year. And I used to get embarrassed about saying to people like Tim, I'm going to Unilever, I'm going to do this thing. Or Liz, who runs the brilliant Educare Small School with her husband Peter at the back of the room. You're very familiar with this duality that I have. But I hope that this book helps big business. And let me tell you why, as concisely as I can. I think that government has taken a fucking long lunch break. And that business is the only thing, like it or not, capitalism is currently the only game in town. And so it falls to big business to take responsibility for things that government should. Let's talk about leadership. Look at the lily-livered leadership we're getting right now. Whether you want to think about Gaza, the Ukraine, Iraq, Nigeria, right? Those guys haven't got the balls, frankly, to do what's right. Business has got the balls to do something. To do what's right? Not sure. To do what's profitable? You bet. But what they're learning is that profit, you know, doing good by doing well, is becoming something that they're just having to face up to. So business needs to step into that space, and that needs some big conversations. The second thing is legislation and law. We used to know our boundaries in the world because of what was legal and illegal. Well, guess what? The world changed. The internet changed the world. Things happen now so quickly that no law stops it. We can put a few bankers in prison afterwards, but we can't stop it happening. So business has to have purpose and responsibility, and that requires some big conversations. And finally, short-term and long-term. That's what government used to do. Governments were supposed to look beyond the next 5 years and into the next 50. Well, we all know that's not happening. Business is around for a lot longer than governments. And they're learning, too, that they have a responsibility. And the environment is that, you know, it's beautiful. It's what an amazing day, to be launching this book. And the sun is shining and the temperature is extraordinary and all that kind of stuff. What the fuck is happening to the weather? Everybody knows there's something wrong. We know that the ground underneath us is almost literally moving. It's moving away. And we are the custodians, the guardians of this planet. We don't own it. And yet, if you look at what most people are doing, including myself, all of us, are kind of trashing it. And what are government doing? Not very much. Business needs to step into that space. And if you think that, why am I talking about that in relation to a little book? Well, you tell me that there's not some conversations missing in that area. And that area is the most fundamental. It doesn't matter how many plays we fund. It doesn't matter how many social enterprises are going. If we haven't got a planet to inhabit, it doesn't matter. This is ever such a little book. And I don't expect it to have much effect. But I would just like it to just ripple a few ponds and create a little bit of movement, because I believe where there is movement, there is hope, and where there is hope, there is possibility. So I just hope it creates a little bit of a shift for some people who meet it at the right time in their life. Thank you to everybody who got me here. I'm not going to go through a list that's in the book. You have to buy it, so you already want to thank. But the people who aren't in the book are Steve and his magnificent team here, and Isaac and Emily, who helped today. Steve Moore is the short man in the blue T-shirt standing at the back with the blue... I want to thank Linda and Joe, who runs the bookstore, and everybody here, and everybody who's ever had a decent conversation with me. Anybody who's ever challenged me, anybody who's ever said, Carl, I'm not sure if that's right, can we talk about it? The answer will always be yes. The answer will always be yes. Thanks for coming. Do buy some more... don't have to buy them. You can take them freely from my sons. Have some more drinks. And the idea is that I sit next door. This is so bizarre. And sign some books. Thank you.